No, I'm joined by Sarsfield, Siobhan McGrath. Siobhan, here we are again in December, a couple of days away from another All-Ireland final. It never ends up here.
Yeah, exactly. We're quite lucky the last few years. We've been heading to Croke Park, you know, last year as well. We were here this time last year. And it's, what else would you want to be looking forward to, you know, heading into the week before Christmas with your club, going to Croke Park? It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And it's a fine indictment of where you are as a club to be back in another final. I think this... is a huge one for you. It's a huge one for Dixborough as well. They will be coming up as Leinster champions and Kilkenny champions, and they'll be trying to maybe turn one over on the Galway side.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose they're on the crest of a wave at the minute. You know, they won their first Leinster title, and I suppose you can't beat that bit of momentum. You know, they've been flying it. Played them in a challenge match here during the summer, and they hurled us off the pitch, to be honest, bet us by about 8 points, I think. So we know they're, you know, any team from Kilkenny, they're all hurlers. You know, none of them, there's no weakling there. They're all able to hurl. And I suppose we expect a massive battle against them.
A lot of these games, goals are crucial. It was none more evident than last weekend at the semi-final against Sarsfields of Cork. You managed to get in for one yourself there. And you could see, you know, the excitement and the celebration when that goal went in. And goals can be crucial in these Camogie finals.
That's it, yeah. It kind of, I suppose, it gives you a boost when you do get it. And I suppose got in for it, or gave me a great ball in. But we were probably, the only thing is in, we let them back in for a goal immediately afterwards, so kind of cancelled it out. But I suppose Rachel and Clara then, for the second goal that Clara scored, Rachel made a brilliant run and Clara finished it brilliantly. She always gets into those positions and she's brilliant when she's in there. And I suppose you're probably trying to, if you can get one in a final again, you know, it gives you a huge boost. So hopefully we can do the same the next day.
Laura spoke to us in the aftermath of the semi-final and talked to us about, you know, the closeness of this squad and the camaraderie, and that everything you do together. And I suppose that's been paying off over the last number of years. It hasn't changed. You had a couple of injuries last year. You were forced to maybe be a little bit under strength, but somehow within you, you found the way to win again. This year, of course, you don't have Niamh and a couple of injuries, but probably in a bit better shape now going into this final maybe.
Yeah, do you know, last year we were very unlucky with the injuries and stuff that we're getting all throughout the year. But sometimes that nearly brings you closer as a squad, because you're trying to do it for people who can't be out on the pitch and people who can't tug out on the day. And I suppose, as Laura said, we're so close, and that comes from the amount of time we spend together. Do you know, when you're playing with your club right up until December in Croke Park, do you know, you're with each other nearly every second day. And I suppose that bond that's been created, do you know, we've been on the road now a long time, the last 7 or 8 years, getting to All-Ireland finals, getting to county finals. And I suppose you can't kind of build that bond any other way than winning.
Do you find the position of being a marquee forward for Sarsfields, and indeed for Galway when you're wearing the maroon and white, for get that little bit of extra attention from defenders, where maybe sometimes you're double marked or sometimes you're watched and pushed out? And does that just drive you on even more, Siobhan, to say, well, I didn't get that ball, but I'm going to make use of the next one I get?
Yeah, I suppose you get used to that. And I'm so lucky with Sarsfields that all of our forwards can score and all of our forwards are dangerous and anyone can step up on any given day. And I'm very lucky that way, that, you know, if someone does go out and man marks me or one of our other players in the forwards, that it doesn't really bother me, because I know that someone else is going to step up on the day. Like, you know, if I don't touch a ball in a match, it doesn't really bother me, because I know the rest of the girls in the forward line, they're excellent and they can all score. So it doesn't really bother me at all, no.
You take a point victory, I'd say, on Sunday in Croke Park. Finals themselves can be a little bit different to semi-finals. Semi-finals about getting over the line. You've had a number of them over the year where you just managed the 1 point victory. But I suppose for the hearts of the supporters, they'd be hoping, you know, that you can go on and win this, but not to have it too tight.
Well, that's always the dream in All-Ireland final, like. But as you said there, geez, you take a point in the last minute of the game if it meant you won the final. But look, it's just about getting over the line, as you said, and we're used to, I suppose, those battles, as you said, so many semi-finals down through the years, we've literally won by a point. So I think we are kind of used to being in those tight situations coming down the home stretch, and hopefully, you know, we can kind of use that bit of experience with us on Sunday.